Last week we left off on Daf Chof Hey on the base. The Gemara was commenting on the Mishnah and Chof Dalet on the base. The Mishnah Chof Dalet on the base, the way Tosfos explained, is listing off Elohim Hapsulim Le'edus Midirabonon Midin Rosha. We have a Din Min HaTorah Al Toshet Yotchem Rosha V'yaseid Chomas. That's Rosha V'chomas, one is a Ganav. And the Mishnah lists off those who are Rishoyim Midirabonon. And then the Gemara quotes a Brisa and Chof Hey on the base, Hosifu Aleihem. That in a later generation, the Tanaim added on more people who are Apostle Eidus than the Rabban and Mitan Rosh. So it said in the Brisa, Hosifu Aleihem, the Mishnah and Chof Dalet on the base. The Mishnah and Chof Dalet on the base, the way Tosfos explained, is listing off Elohim Hapsulim Le'edus Midirabon and Midin Rosh. We have a Din Min HaTorah Al Toshet Yotchem Rosh V'yaseid Chomas. That's Rosh V'chomas, one is a Ganav. And the Mishnah lists off those who are Rishoyim in the Rabbah. And then the Gemara quotes a Brisa and Chof Hey on the base, Hosifu Aleihem, that in a later generation, the Tanaim added on more people who are Apostle Eidus in the Rabbah and Mitan Rosh. So it said in the Brisa, Hosifu Aleihem HaGazlonim VaHachamsonim. So the Gemara asked the Kashmarim, Hosifu HaGazlonim, Gazlonim, that's the original Psul Menatayr. So the Gemara says, no, it goes on Gezel Cherishai to the cotton. Meikor Maikasov, Lepsov Maikasov, that's what we discussed last week. Why did it have to be Hasif Aleim? Then it says Hasif Aleim, Hachamsonim. Gazlonim midirabonim and Chamsonim midirabonim. See here the Gemara doesn't present the whole story. There is a Gemara in Bava Kamma, in Perek Hakoinis. Where the Gemara poses the question, what is a Gazlan and what is a Chamson? So Tosfos on that Gemara, towards the end of Perek HaKoinis, Tosfos comments, the Gemara's question is not on Tanakh. We're not asking on Tanakh. When the word Chamson, Chomos appears many times in Tanakh, and Gezel appears many times, we're not asking on Tanakh. And Tanakh means the same thing. Gezel and Chomos the same. Tosfos says the Gemara in Bava Kamma is asking on this brisa. Sif alein hagazlonim v'hachamsonim. Stuch the zelda zat. In Tanakh, gazlon hachamsonim, the same thing. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, no, that's the difference. A gazlon is lo yayiv dmei. A gazlon steals the object and he does not reimburse the nigzal. Doesn't pay a penny. And a chamson is yayiv dmei. He just steals. He steals the tape recorder and he leaves $50 for the tape recorder. So he's stealing the bien, but he's not really stealing the shavius of the object. So the Gemara says over here that Chamsonim are only Posel Eidus Midirabon. They're not Posel Eidus Minatera. Originally they thought that Ikroi Bialmo. The Gemara has over here. Originally they thought it's Ikroi Bialmo, Chamsonim, and the first white line. Mekorosov, originally the Tanoim did not Posel Chamsonim. Why? They thought Mekoyoiv, he's paying money, Ikroi Bialmo, why? It's going to be a rare thing. Why should anybody want to do that? Bank of a coin, you're paying the money, so go to the store and buy the tape recorder. What you have to steal is tape recorder for if you pay the full amount. And then came in the later generations, came in the chaz of the kochatvi, they saw that it's destroying society. So goes by Rabbonon, they declared that the chamsonim are also pseudom ladies. So here Tosfos has the famous kasha, Meikora Sovor. The second Tosfos from the top of Amud Beis, they ask a kasha, why shouldn't he be Posel Eidus Min HaTorah? What kind of derabbanan's over here? What's the din? If I steal someone's property and I pay money, am I over an avera? Am I not over an avera? If I steal his property and I don't pay for it, that's Leisigzel. Of course it's an avera. But if I steal his property and I do pay for it, so you mean there's no avera at all? So Tosfos says, there's Leisachmoy. Leisachmoy means if I take your property and I pay you for it. So Lo Sachmon is for Naseres HaDibur. So it's also an Aveira. And he does, and he violates the Aveira. It's a lab that doesn't have any Malkus though. And the Rambam and the Rif had the Kalal, the Rambam and the Rif and Shulchan Aruch have the Kalal, that who is Pasa Leidus? Only one who does an Aveira, Shiejma Malkus, Shiejma Misa. So what was Tosfos Kasha? He did an Aveira Deraisa. People talk Lashon Hara is also an Aveira Deraisa. And they don't become Pasa Leidus, because it's an Aveira, Shiejma Malkus, and it's Shiejma Misa. So what's Tosfos Kasha? The Yimtaima of Elipsel Midaraisa, the Chamson, who steals the other one is a Mona Lisa, and he leaves the $100 million there. Let him be postulatus Minatoira. Correct, Tosfos Elipsel Midaraisa, the cover of Alav Nolasachim. But Alav Nolasachim is no Malkus, what's the Kasha? So some of the Kasha is like we said all along. No, there are two categories of Rosha, who's postulatus. One is the Rosha de Chomas, That's the pasuk in Chumash. Toshis yadchem rosh elias etchem is means one who violates any aveira in the Torah doesn't have to be malchus on misa. Leisigzel doesn't have malchus and doesn't have misa. Anyone who violates any aveira machmas chimud moment. So you see that he compromises on his principles of integrity, machmas chimud moment. You have to be concerned. Maybe he'll testify Eidah Sheker, Machmas Chimud Mamon also. If you'll give him sufficient bribe, he'll give Eidah Sheker also. So the Rosh of the Chomos, that everybody knows, that's the Pasuk of Chumash, that is Pasuk Eidah. The Rosh of the Lab the Chomos, what if a person is Mechal Shabbos? What if a person eats treifas? That's not one of his principles. He just doesn't observe it. It's not that he's Mechal Shabbos because he wants to make more money. Not that normally he's Shema Shabbos, but he wants to make more money. So that he's compromising his principles of Shmir Shabbos, Machmas Chimud Mamon. No, he was brought up as a non-observant Jew. So that's what the Gemara has a Machloikis Abai V'Rovim and Dav Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. What if the fellow is a Mumer Echon Nevelus Lahachas? Mumer Echon Nevelus L'Teyovin, that they all agree. That's right in the middle of about 15 lines from the top, 10-15 lines from the top of Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Says the din is like Abai the Alkigam. Then the next line says Mumer Echon Nevelus L'Teyovin. If a person eats non-kosher food because it's less expensive, in principle he likes to keep kosher. He knows he's supposed to be kosher, but he compromises his religious principles. Machmas Chimud Mamon. So Dibri Hakol Pasul. Everybody agrees. Bein Labai Bein LeRava. They both agree that he's pasulenis. That's called the Rosh of the Hamas. He compromises on his religious principles. Machmas Chimud Mamon. But what if he's a mumrech on the Beilus Lahachis? He's a reformed Jew. He's not compromising on any principles. Kashrus is not from his principles. Shabbos, Taurus, Hamashpach is not from his principles. Not that he compromises Machmas Chimud Mamon. So that's a machlokes Abai v'Rava. And there also we pass from like Abai, the Yalkagam. His daf has two dinim. Two of the six Yalkagams are on the same daf Gemara. So the din is like Abai. So in that Rosha, Oich on the Beilus Lahachis, that's where the Rambam and the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch require that it has to be either Rosh HaLamos or Rosh HaMalkus, either Malkus HaMisa. But in the Rosh HaDechamos, you don't need that. That's why we pointed out that the Tesis has on the Mishnah and Chavdal and Beis that one of those Schere of the Perishviyas will certainly become Pasul Eidus Min HaTor. So we pointed out the problem. Why does it become Pasul Eidus Min HaTor? It's only a violation of an essay. Or it's a Shabbos HaOtz Lechem Liyochlo Liyochlo V'lo L'schore. That the peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShmita have a Kedusha. Kedusha is peiros shviyis. And there are a lot of dinim, how to observe, how to be careful with the Kedusha is peiros shviyis. And one of those dinim is Liyachlo, the lo l'schor, you're not allowed to do schor with. But if you do schor with the peiros shviyis, you don't get malchus, it's only the Yisr Esei. So why did Tosfos ask Akasha that it says in the Mishnah, Secher Shviyis, Apostle Eidus? And Tosfos claims that everybody in the Mishnah is only Psuli Eidus with the Rabbanon. Nobody's posulatus minator. In fact, that's a kasha. The Sechel Shishi posulatus minator. So Rav Soloveitchik asked the kasha, why posulatus minator? But he's only over on an essay. There's no malchus. So does Tesis mean to disagree with the Rambam and the Rif that you don't need malchus, you don't need misa? So we suggested that it's not a kasha. Tesis mean to say that Sechel Shishi is muma, that's a rush of the chamas. If you're in violation of any avera in the Torah, machmas chimut mamon, why does he do schar with Perish Shviyis? He's making money. That's his year's parnasa. He's going to make $100,000 by doing schar. The Gemara says he's going to make 200 zuz. That was the annual parnasa that they make, 200 zuz. But today you make $100,000 if you do schar with Perish Shviyis. So that's why Tosfos says, let the Sechel Shviyis be posulatus min HaTorah, because he's violating an avera from the Torah, machmas chimud mamon. So the same over here, I'll be pashtus. If I violate lo sachmot, lo sachmot means if I steal your property and I don't reimburse you, I just walk off and make you a hefzer $100. And if I steal your property and I leave the $100 there, I leave the cash there, it's not true, I'm not in violation of leisigzol, I'm only in violation of leisachmoy, but still, I violated an aver, machmas chimud mamon. I compromised, it's not chimud mamon, I'm not making $100 over here. But I compromise on the laws of the Torah because of my desires. Because of my desires. I may compromise to give Eidah Sheker also. Not the same. Okay, it's not the same. The Moshul over there, not Gemara Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, that the Gemara said if the fellow is Pech on the Velus, L'Teyavoyin, Diri HaKol Posol, Bein Labai, Bein L'Rova, they both agree that he's Posol Eidah. So there the Rishonim have two shot, and what does it mean? Pech on the Velus, L'Teyavoyin. So I presented the one shot that the other means that non-kosher is less expensive than kosher. In principle, he would like to keep kosher. His parents kept kosher. His grandparents, he's from a religious background. He knows he's supposed to be kosher. But you save a lot of money if you don't keep kosher. So he's mumma echel debelis lete oven, machmas chimen mumma. Other Rishonim, the Ran has a long arichas. Chedusha Ran. Other Rishonim say lete oven means that he enjoys the lobsters. He enjoys the treifas. Not that he's saving money. Other rabbis, more expensive. The treifa food is more expensive than the kosher food. But lete oven means, he has anoe. He doesn't have a machmas lahano osso. So then he compromises his religious principles. Because of Hanoi, so that should lead us to be choshed him that he may give a sheker for money. See here also. Why does he steal the other? Why does he violate Loi Sachmat? Because he has a chemda. Why does he take the other fellow's property and he leaves money? He's paying for it anyway. So the answer is he knows it's wrong. He knows he's doing an aver of Loi Sachmat. But he has a desire to get that object. So he violates the aver in the Torah. So he should be a Rosh of the Chomas. That's Tosis Kash. He should be a Rosh of the Chomas. The Taisus answers, V'yesh Leimar, the Taisus Nachal Pehme Beis, the second Taisus from the top. The Lo Sachmai, Taisus answer is the Loshan HaGemari in Bava Mitzir. Lo Sachmai Le'inshi, V'loi Demei, Mash Malahu. That's the Loshan HaGemari in Bava Mitzir. People have the attitude, people think that when it says in the Aseres Adibas, Lo Sachmai, Lo Sachmai Le'inshi, people mention Meinen, V'loi Demei, Mash Malahu. It means that you're not reimbursing him, you're not leaving any money. If I steal something and I leave money, and I'm not mafsid in the money, so people think that there's no aver. So that's what Tosis says. Then they say, aye, but other aver. But since that's the Loshon HaGemara, Lasachman, Beloy Demein, Mashmalu, mention Meinen, people think that there's no aver, there's no violation of Lasachman. If you pay, Mashma, Tosis says, from the Loshon HaGemara, Linshi, Rafku, the Mashma, Kacha, Valheim, Toyim, the Lasachman, Havaki, the Bidi, Ayv, the Mei, from the Loshon HaGemara, and Bom, Tzir, Dafayim, and Beis. Don't you get the clear, distinct understanding that that's a mistake? That people are making a mistake? That really the violation of Lasachmat is even if you are paying money. And people think, mentioned Eden Zachain, people talk it into themselves, there's no violation of Lasachmat if you pay money. But they say, Safka Safi is a violation of Lasachmat. So since he violated Lasachmat, Machmas, he violated Nadir, Lahana Osoi, so that should be Mumarech Nevelus, Lahachis, the Rehakal Possel. So Tosis asks, weiter, an der Chamsonim, why is it Sifu Aleim HaChamsonim? Why was it only added in later generations? Even Zman HaMishnah they didn't have it. It's the Tkufas HaTanoim from the later generations, they added on the Chamsonim HaPosoleides. The Chamsonim means they want to steal someone else's property and he leaves payment for it. So if he leaves payment, he's also in violation of Lesachman. So he should be Posoleides Menater. So Tosis says, V'yesh Leimah, the first answer, that we made an incorrect deal. When the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Lo Sachmat Le'inshi, Lo Demei, Mashma Luhu, people think that the violation of Lo Sachmat from Aseres Adibas only applies if you're not leaving money. It's not just that people think that way mistakenly. No, that's Taka the Emes Emes. Yesh Lama, the Mashma Luhu, the Kamar Tzalam, the Keno Emes. That's Taka the Emes. When it says in Aseres Adibas, Lo Sachmat, what it means is Lo Sigzel. It doesn't mean Lo Sachmat. If I have a desire, that's an Aver Lo Sisabit, that's in the other Aseres Adibas in Vos Chanan, it says Lo Sisabit. If you have a desire, you're already in violation of Lo Sisabit. But Lo Sachman, you only violate if you steal the other person's property, and you don't pay it. But if you pay, you're only in violation of Lo Sisabit. You're not in violation of Lo Sachman. That's the first pshat that Tosis says. Tosis in other places says differently, no, they really are in violation, but it's b'shoigik. Since people think that it's not an aver, so they're only in violation of the aver b'shoigik, so that's why you can't pass along later. So if a person violates an aver b'shoigik, or even if it's been amazing, but he's mayra etter, he talks it into himself, everybody's doing it, it can't be so bad if everyone's violating it, so then also you can't pass along later this minatur. But the first suggestion that Tosis gave was that the truth of the matter is, when it says in Bava Metzia, Lasachmat Le'inshi, below the main mashmalu, people think that you only violate Lasachmat if you're not paying money. So Tosis's first suggestion is that is Takad Pshat, that is the emes, that the violation of Lasachmat is only if you don't pay. That's not the generally accepted opinion. Generally accepted the way the Rambam and the Ravid write, they're all like the other days in Tosis. That one is in violation of Lasachmat even if he does pay all of the money. There is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivin, in the very end of Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gzeila Vaaveda, regarding Losachma. The Rambam first quotes the Sifrei, on Chumash Dvarim, on Parshas Vaaschanan. Then in the Luchos Rishonos, the Luchos Shniyos had exactly the same thing, word for word, letter for letter, everything was the same. But in the Chumash, it's written twice. It doesn't mean in Vaaschanan, that's the text of the Luchos Shniyos, and the text in Yisro is the text of the Luchos Rishonos. It says in Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu says that everything on the second Luchos is exactly the same as the first. The discrepancies were B'dibur Echad Nemar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Aseres HaDibur and Har Sinai, he said both, B'Vasachas. But Lamaise, only one text was written. Which text was written? It's a good question, which text was written? It's not so clear in the Gemara. Did it say Shomer or did it say Zohar? But Baal Peh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he recited at Har Sinai, when he recited the Aseres HaDibur, he said both. So here also, the Luchos Rishonos, Luchos Shniyos, there's a discrepancy. In the Luchos Rishonos it says Lasachman, the Luchos Shniyos it says Loisisada. So it doesn't mean that the Luchos Shniyos had a different text from the Luchos Shniyos. The text was the same. Which one it said is unclear. Which one was taken engraved in the Aseres HaDibur was unclear. But whatever was engraved was on the first and then the second set of it. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed it, the Gemara seems to say that the both Nuschos were Nemu Bevasachas, like Zohar Bishamu were Nemu Bevasachas. So Loisisab and Lasachman were also said together. Is there any difference between Lasachman and Loisisab? The some Rishonim say that it's exactly the same. No difference. The Rambam and the Raivit are both working on the assumption, like this Sifrei, on Voeschanan, that there is a big difference between the two. That Loisisab, one violates already. Let's say I go to the store. In the store they have all kinds of things on sale. I come to the store and I see a painting, I see furniture, I see clothing, and I want to buy it. That's not out there, Lois is Sabe. It's for sale in the store. That's what it's all about. That's what business is. That's not an Avera if I have a desire. I go to the store, the A&P and Chresna are selling food. So I have a desire to have some ice cream. There's no Avera. The ice cream is for sale. So other Avera. The store will be very happy to buy all the ice cream that they have. Buy up the whole store, that'll be very, that's not a violation of Lois is Sabe. Lasachman Lois Sabbath means if someone is married, so his wife is not for sale, he wants his wife himself. I'm gonna drei him a cup until he's gonna get rid of his wife and I'm gonna marry her. So that's a violation of Lasachman Lois Sabbath. And Lasachman, someone has a painting, someone has a library, someone has a rare manuscript, he has a ksavya, the face was from some Chassidish Rebbe. And I'm making a collection. I just met someone today. He tells me he has this bug. He's collecting letters from Rabbanim. Do I have any letters from Rav Soloveitchik? He wants them. So I said, I'll look around the house if I have a letter. I'll be happy to give you the letter. Okay, why not? So if I see that someone has something and I desire to get it from him, and he's not really interested in giving it away, so when I have the desire, the Rambam says I'm already in violation of Lois Sabbath, just the taiva alone. But you don't violate Lasachmoid unless you actually succeed in getting it. And the Rambam quotes this from the Sifrei. How does the Sifrei know this? So the Sifrei quotes the pasuk that says in connection with Avodah Zarah, Lasachmoid kesed dezov aleihem belakach talah. You shouldn't desire the Avodah Zarahs that have gold and silver coating on the outside and take it for you because the Avodah Zarah is also b'hanor. And the Noye Avodah Zarah is also Hano. Whatever tachshitim or whatever gold or silver ornaments are hanging on the idol are also Hano. Avodah Zarah is also Hano. Noye Avodah Zarah is also Hano. Tachshitim are also Hano. So there, in the context of that pasuk, it says Losach Mikesh Mizav Aleim Alakachtolos. So you see that the verb of Chemdo applies when it's going to lead up to Alakachtolos. So the Sifrei, the Rambam and the Rambam both quote from the Sifrei that the love of Losachmoi. That's in Yisro, the love of Lasachman is only violated if I have a desire for someone else's things that are not for sale. Not I have a desire for the things that are in the store. That's not an aver. I have a desire for his personal belongings. He has a chreisa smicha hanging on the wall. And I want to get that smicha because of some handwriting, whatever. It's an unusual collector's item. He has a stamp collection and I want to get it from him. It's not for sale. This is his stamp collection. He has a library, whatever it is. He has a chandelier and I want to get that from him. It's not really for sale. So just the desire itself, when I have the desire, it's already Lois Sabbath. When I actually go and I take it, then it's a violation of Lois Sabbath. So the Rambam and the Raivit both write the end of Perek Aleph in Ilchas Gzeila Ba'Beda, that not only is there no malchus if one violates Lois Saveh, because Lois Saveh is an Avera Behir Halev, that's a lot shame for Maisa. There's no malchus for an Avera B'machshove. Even for Lois Achmed also, there's no malchus. But the question is, why not? So the Rambam writes that Lois Achmed is a lot shame for Maisa. Just like Lois Saveh is a lot shame for Maisa, so too Lois Achmed is a lot shame for Maisa. So the Raivid is Masig on the Rambam. Why is the Chaim Bo Maisa? The Rambam himself quotes the Sifrei that there's a difference between Lesachman and Lesisave. Lesisave you violate from the moment you have the desire. So that's Lav Shem Bo Maisa. But Lesachman is only violated if it leads up to V'lokachtolo. So when he goes and he takes it, the Rambam says, Ein Lecha Maisa Godel Mizeh V'lekicha. When he grabs it, then he leaves the money. So when he grabs it, he's a Lekicha. So why isn't that a Lav Shem Bo Maisa? So the Rambam says, wrong. He's masking with the Rambam that there's no malchus, but he gives a different reason. He says because loisachmed is basically the same as gzela. And if I steal your article and I leave the money there, I'm not kind of that item. I walked off with your manuscript or whatever, your library or your Mona Lisa, and I leave the money there. So I'm not kind of the Mona Lisa. So the din is beheshem sagdel, I have to give it back. So he says, it's lav shenitan lehishova. The Rambam has a list of klolim in Hilchas Sanhedrin, which averes get malchus, which averes do not get malchus. So the Rambam says, if you stole something, there's no malchus because it's a lava mitik lesser, because the Heshem is hagzela. But what happens if the gzela is no longer the end? You can only fulfill the Heshem is hagzela if you still have the stolen item and you give it back. But if you don't have it anymore, then you have to pay money. But the Rambam holds that that's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Heshem is hagzela. How come when you stole and you don't have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of the Heshiv, why don't you get Malkus? So the Rambam learns, Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos had a reading of Maror Malkus in the third page. So the Rambam learns that it's a lav shenitan lehishavon, an avera beinod mahavera doesn't get Malkus. It says in the Chumash that who gets Malkus? One who did an avera, which is similar to lo safsim shabedisha. That's not an avera beinod mahavera. But any avera beinod mahavera, that's called a lav shenitan lehishavon. Aver benad mahaver, there's no malchus because not dumi the lav da hasim. So the Ravid writes that's the reason why there's no malchus on Los Achmed, because it's a lav shenitan lehishavon. He doesn't agree with the Rama. So Rav Chaim Moshe has an achiezer and a tshuvis, a very interesting essay where he explains that the Rama and the Ravid are mechulak over here as to the nature of the yisur of Los Achmed. He says, why did the Rambam think that it's a lav shein bo maisa? So he says, Nistama, the Pshat and the Rambam is that Lasachman and Lois Saba, they're both an Avera over the desire that you have in your heart. Except that obviously one desire was stronger than the other. Sometimes people have a fleeting desire. I see someone else's wife and I just fall in love. I wish I could have that pretty wife. And goodbye. I don't see her anymore. I don't have desire. I see he has this safer. I see he has this painting, has this furniture, the automobile, and I wish the clothing, and I wish I could have that. And then I walk away and I don't have the desire anymore. I didn't do anything about it. So just having the desire, that's already a violation of Lois Sabbath. Even if it doesn't lead up to anything. If the desire was so strong that you went ahead and you got it, I got him to get divorced from his wife, and then I married the wife. I ruined his marriage, and I stole his wife, and I go ahead. Obviously, the desire was much bigger than stama fleeting desire. It led up to v'lakachtoloch. So the v'lakachto is not the aver, v'lakachto is just a sheer. It's just a degree of the desire to determine how strong a desire was it. It even led up l'maisa. I finagled long enough until I walked off with this manuscript, until I walked off with this piece of the painting or the furniture or whatever it is, the jewelry that he had. And then I left the money there. So that shows the v'lakachta lach, taiva ha'mavi l'idei maisa, l'idei l'kiche, that's obviously a stronger taiva. So the Rambam apparently holds that the l'kiche is not the maisa avera. The l'kiche is just a shear to determine that you had such a strong desire, but the avera is really the desire. So a desire is always a lav shein bo maisa. That's the Rambam shita. And since the avera is a desire, that's not an avera ben adam lahavera. So that's why the Rambam does not say that kipot of malta is because it's a lav shenitan lehishavon. Lav shenitan lehishavon, that category of an avera means an avera ben adam lahavera. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. The Ravid holds that there's a fundamental difference between lois hasavah and lois achmed. Lois hasavah is an avera on the desire. And that Aveira is violated immediately when you have the first desire, even if it leads up to nothing. But if ultimately, v'lakachtolach, you have a desire, you go and you take it, the Aveira is not, it's not that the lakicha is sheer in the desire and you have such a strong taiva, that's the definition. No, the Aveira is the taking. When you take it, that's the Aveira. So he says, so that's an Aveira ben Adam HaHaveira. Aveira ben Adam HaHaveira, the Raibid writes, there's no Malkus. In fact, the Gemara there in Perek HaKoines, in Bava Kama, in the sixth Perek in Perek HaKoines, what the Gemara asks, Tosafot says, the Gemara is asking on this Braisa. The Gemara asks, in the middle of a Daf Gemara, what's the difference between Gazlan and a Chamson? So Tosafot says, the question was on this Braisa, when it says, Asif Alein HaGazlanim HaChamsonim, so the Gemara was asking there, it should really be over here. That's it. Tosafot says, the Gemara there was asking, what's the difference in this braisa between HaGazlan and HaChamson? So the Gemara says, the Chamson is Yayiv Demei and the Gazlan is Lo Yayiv Demei. So the Gemara there makes some kind of a statement about whether he says Reitzani or he doesn't say Reitzani. If he says Reitzani, then there's no Aveira. In other words, you have this painting on the wall. And I say, hey, that's so beautiful, I'd like to have it in my house. You say, it's not for sale. I say, come on. Ah, you're old already. What do you need it for? I'm young, whatever I need. I have customers, business, but I'll give you a whole explanation. You still don't go for it. And then I say, I'll give you $1,000. You don't agree. $10,000. $25,000. I give you $50,000. Sold. Then you give it to me. So then am I in violation of Lesachma the Yayiv Gemei. I paid for it. So the Ravid learns Pshat and the Gemara, but Babakam Pasha Pshat and the Gemara. If he says Reitzani, if finally he agrees, he says, okay, for $50,000 you can have it. So if he finally says Reitzani, Balev Shalem, then there's no Losachman. If he doesn't say Reitzani, then there is Losachman. Tosis also talks about, the end of the Tosis here talks about, if he says Reitzani, then there's no Abeira. If he doesn't say Reitzani, Odia Shleimar. Originally, there's no Aveira of Loisachma. But then they saw they were taking Bal Korcha and they were not concerned whether the other guy's going to say Reitzani, then they are in violation of the Aveira. So Taisa says the same as the Ravid, and they're both relying on that Gemara in HaKoines. That's the simple reading of the Gemara in Perek HaKoines, that whenever the one from whom I take the painting or the jewelry, if he says Reitzani, so then there's no Loisachma. If he doesn't say Reitzani, then there is Loisachma. So the Ravid understood that whenever I pressure, the Gemara says, Talyub is oven. The Gemara in HaKoines quotes it. If I pressure somebody into selling something, he has his personal library, his personal painting. It's not for sale. He doesn't have a store where he's selling it. This is in his private home. He doesn't want to sell it. And I come and I hack him, and I keep on pressuring him until he finally agrees to sell it. So is that called a Mechira B'daitoi, or is that Bal Korcha? So the Gemara says, if I pressure till he says Reitzani, then the sale is valid. If he didn't say Reitzani, then the sale is not valid, because it was really under pressure. Under duress, and it's not Chal. That's how Tosfos and the Ravid both understood that Gemara. If you say Reitzani, then you're Koine, and if you're Koine, then there's no Aveira. The whole Aveira of Lasachman only is if you're not Koine. That's because the Ravid understood that the Aveira of Lasachman is an Aveira, B'nodem HaHaveiroi. The Aveira of Gzela. A Lavanitin Letashlumin, he says. He simply violated Gzela. The Rambam doesn't hold like that at all. The Rambam holds that the Yisr is the Chemda, the taiva that he had to begin with. Except that if it's only a fleeting desire, he only had a little bit of a taiva that never led to anything, then he's only in violation of the one prohibition of Lo Yisaveh. And if he has such a strong desire that he actually lost the shtap till he finally gets his way, then that shows that the desire was even stronger. So then he's even a violation of Loisachman, but it has nothing to do with the Reitzani, not Reitzani. Even with Reitzani and everything, and he is Koine, but he's still in violation. He'll still be in violation. So how exactly does the Rambam read the Gemara? We're not too sure. The Gemara does make a distinction between, in HaKoines, the Gemara says there is some kind of a distinction between Reitzani and not Reitzani. I don't know, because according to the Rambam, we don't see why there should be a distinction. Anyway, that's the three-way machlekes of Rishayim. Tosfos has one day, Tosfos Bava Mitzvah also has that one day on the family base, that Lesachma le'inshi, beloy demei mashmalo v'kachu ho'emes, that you only violate Lesachma if you don't pay. If you do pay, then the taka is no Lesachma. It's not a nice thing to do, it's a violation of a halachta v'drachov, but it's not a violation of Lasat. It's a violation of Lasat, but it's not a violation of Lasat. And most of the Rishonim hold, not like Taisus, that there is a violation of Lasachmon, but there's a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivin. What exactly is the nature of the Issa? The Rambam holds that if you ultimately succeed in getting it from the other person, this shows that the Chemda, that the Taiva was a stronger Taiva, and the violation is an Issa Midas, it's a violation of a strong Taiva. But it's a Pleit, Sofkosof, it's a Pleit, Talab, Sheim, Amaisa. The Ravid holds now that the Isser is the Isser of taking. The reason why there's no Malkus, because it's a love anitan lehishav, not because a love shame on us. That's the Gemara. Then the Braisa says, also, Hasifu Aleihem and the later generation, and the second wide line, and Daf Chof Heim and Beis. Od Tana, it says in the Braisa, Od Hasifu Aleihem and the later generation, they added on, Haroyim, Hagaboyim, Vahamuchsim. Shepherds, what's wrong with a shepherd? And he allows his sheep to go eat on someone else's field. So he's a ganav. He's a ganav. So why wasn't he always posulated as a gemara? So they call sovra azoy, lepsof sovra azoy. Originally they thought the shepherd didn't realize it, krei v'yalma, he doesn't realize. Then lebesof the rabbanim realized that the shepherds know what they're doing, that they're gambling on purpose. So they declared the shepherds are posul. A gaboy means a. What a gaboy? What are the gaboyim? But the gaboyim in the shul. What's wrong with the gaboyim? The tax collectors. That's how the Gemara says. The tax collectors. So what's wrong with the tax collectors? So in the days of the Gemara, till very recent times, the government didn't have the king. It didn't have gedul. It didn't have a system that he goes and he sends each person. He sends people to collect the tax from everybody. They would sell their right to collect the tax to one person. Some rich person would pay the king $100 million to have the right to collect all the taxes. And because, let's say I buy something, let's say you're selling ice cream. You have a factory, you manufacture ice cream. You want to manufacture tons of ice cream. You don't want all the nudniks to come to your store to buy the ice cream. So you sell it wholesale. All the different shops, all the different ice luncheonettes, whatever, all the candy stores, and they sell retail. So the guy who's selling in retail has a right to make a couple of pennies on every container of ice cream that he sells. He buys it wholesale and sells it retail. So the same over here. The melech didn't want to be bothered to go keep cheshbonos and records and give receipts to go collect tax from each and every individual person. So he sold the right to collect the taxes, he sold it to one person. He made a cheshbon, I have the right, the melech has the right to collect, I face $100 million in tax. Right? And someone gives him $100 million. So because this person is saving the melech, the bother of going to collect from each and every person, so it's understood he has the right to charge a little extra. Like the candy store who charges, they sell the retail, so they make a few pennies on it. So on every bar of ice cream. But it has to be within reason. You can't make too much profit over here. So the Gemara says, if you have an Erlich, a tax collector, and he just charges a chreis 2% extra, 1% extra, whatever it is, so he paid $100 million, and he's going to walk away with $102 million at the end of the year, $101 million. So he made $1 million over the year. Okay, so that's reasonable. But he pays $100 million, and he's going to charge 100% profit, he's going to get $2 million at the end, $200 million at the end of the year. That's too much. So the Gemara says that most of the tax collectors were Elah. Most of the Jewish tax collectors were Elah. We're talking about Jewish tax collectors who bought the right to collect the tax from the king and they're charging a little extra. So most of them were Elah and they didn't overcharge. They charged a little extra because they're doing the work collecting, and it was according to the halacha that was reasonable. They would not be posulators. A gabai, the one who collects the tax, is only posulator. A stam gabai is kosher. He's only posulators if we caught him, if we have ascertained, if there's an ascertained that he was charging way too much, he's making too much profit on the deal. So then we posulators because then he's a ganav. He has no right to charge someone. And the Gemara tells stories about tax collectors. Okay. Good. Then the Gemara goes on Chavav and Aleph, Amar Rab Shimon, on the fourth line, fifth line. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah on the previous daf, on Chav, where was it again? Chav Dalan on the base. He gave a whole story about Sechei Shviyas. What was the story of Sechei Shviyas? Just to review again the Kitzah. All the parents that grow in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShmita have a Kedusha. The Pasuk in Parshas Behar says twice, Kodesh Tiyalachem. So Rashi comments, why does it say twice, Kodesh Tiyalachem? First it says, Kodesh Tiyalachem on the Shnas HaShmita. Just like Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur have a Kedusha Zman, so too the whole Shnas HaShmita has a Kedusha Zman. That you're not allowed to do Avodah Sakarka. The second time that it says in the Pasuk in Behar, a few Pesukim later, it says Kodesh Tiyalachem, that's referring to the Kedushas HaPeris. That the Peris that grow in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShmita have the Kedushas Perishvies. What's the relevance of the Peris having Kedushas Perishvies? The Pasuk says you have to treat them properly. Voice of Shabbos HaTzlachem, Li'ochlo. What does that mean? So you have all the throws. Li'ochlo v'lo l'schora. Li'ochlo v'lo l'hepsid. You're not allowed to throw it out in the garbage. Li'ochlo v'lo l'belukmo. You're not allowed to make a medication out of it. Li'ochlo v'lo l'menachas. You're not allowed to bring it as a carbon mincha because then you're going to burn the comments. It's vital li'ochlo v'lo l'hepsid. Everything is, the whole story of Kedushas Perishvitz revolves about this one pasuk. Or is the Shabbos Arts Lachem li'ochlo, only li'ochlo, to the exclusion of everything else. So if you do schayra the Perishvitz, li'ochlo v'lo l'schor. If you do big business, that's what we have. The Tosis over here says, and chavav menalati b'mascha yimachru. If I plucked off five apples and I have two apples left over and I sell them for a nickel each, a dollar each, that's not the big business. That's not a violation of schor. It's not even a chatzishir of schor, the perishvies. That's not an aver. Schor perishvies means I make business as usual. I make my $100,000 a year from the perishvies like I do every year on schor on perish. So that's the violation. So that's an iser essay. Oyster Shabbos Ois Lachem Li'ochlo is an iser essay. But what prompts the person to violate the Isser Esay? He has chemdas mamon. He wants to make money. So that's a rosh hachamos. That's in fact why we just discussed before. That's why Tosfos asked the kasha, let him be posel eidus min haTorah. So Tosfos either said, because shviyas bizman hazeh, it's only the Rabbanan. We'll soon review that again. Because the Gemara brings it up here. Rashi and Tosfos bring it up. Either Shemitah today is only with the Rabbanan. So that's why he's only posel eidus min the Rabbanan. Or Tosfos said on the Mishnah, on Chavdal and Amin Aleph, even if one should assume, I feel B'Shvi is their Isa, still, they did it L'Shem Shamayim, because they used to do Schor and Perishviyas in order to give Parnasa to the Aniyim. Since they thought that they're doing a mit, they knew they're doing an Aver, but they thought, as if Echalai says, it's not so bad, so it was sort of B'Shoyim. And even if it would be a little bit Mezid, it's Moira Heter. So that's why, strictly speaking, they're not Pasolaitis Nikir Adin. It's only Midirabbanan. This whole Mishnah, Chavdalam and Aleph, Chavdalam and the basis, Elohim Absulim Midirabbanan. They're not Rishoyim Midiraisa, they're Rishoyim Midirabbanan. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah quotes this statement of Rab Shimon that there was a change, there was a period in history where the din used to be one way, and in later years they changed the psak. The circumstances changed, so the psak changed. What changed over there? Amar Rab Shimon. The Tchila in the earlier years, Harikari Mosam, Osvei Shviyas. What does it mean? They were Koshalaitis. In the earlier years, they were Koshalaitis. It's unclear. Mishirabahu Anasim, something happened. There were a lot of Anasim, we're not sure who that is. A group of people, Anasim. Chazilakros Mosarcharshim. So what does it mean? Originally, they were Koshalaitis, and then later years, they made them Koshalaitis. Unclear. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the thing is up? My karma. On Chavav and Aleph, the Gemara quotes Rab Shimon, Am Rab Shimon, etc. So the Gemara asks on the sixth line from the top, my comma, what did Rab Shimon say? Originally they were kosher, now they're pasul. Originally they were pasul, now they're kosher. Which direction? So Am Rab Yudah says, Hachikam. He meant to say like this. Betchila, these people whom we today declare as psuleyedis because we label them as Sechir Shviyas, years ago we used to declare them as Osvei Shviyas. Betchila hayomrim. Originally, the Rabbanim, the Tanoim in the earlier generations used to distinguish and say, Oisri Shviyas Ksherim, Soichrim, Sulim. If somebody gathers Perish Shviyas for himself and then he has a little bit left over and then he sells it, that's not an Issa Schur. But if he gathers Melechatchila Adaita to do Schur, so that's the violation of Liyaklo Lola Schur. So originally, in the days of the early Tanoim, they used to distinguish that the Oisri Shviyas are Kosholaitis and the Sechir Shviyas are Possum. But then Mishirabu, but then when they, in later generations, when they saw Mishirabu Mamsi Moislanim, when they saw that many people, Harbe Bnei Adam, Mishirabu is Miloshan Harbe, many people would hide, they wouldn't do this to Farsi, everybody should know that they're in violation, they would make a private deal with the poor people. They would say, look, you have no parnasim now, Shnas HaShmita. No one's doing Avodas HaKarka. The Anim used to get jobs to work on the farms. Shnas HaShmita, there's no plowing, there's no planting, there's no nothing. So they used to give the Anim money, and they say, here's a lot of money, and make sure you provide me every week with perishvitz. Go to the field, I have no time to go. Go to the field and get stuff. So then, true, they're giving tzedakah to the Anim. They're doing a mitzvah, they're giving a parnasa to the Anim. But they're making the aniyim into sechei shvi'is. So those aniyim are posulatus. Yishirob amamtsi mois laniyim, the azli aniyim, the aniyim would go, the asfilahu, they would gather peris, the maisu, and they would bring it to the ashirim, chos v'loim, so the rabbonim, and the later generations of Gepaskin, echzeh v'echzeh psulim. In later generations, they said that the people who used to look like osvei shvi'is, it looked like they were minding their own business, just gathering payers, and then whatever was left over, they would make a few dollars. Now we realize that that's a fake, that's a hoax. They were really paid money in advance. This is all a scheme. So the Rabbanim passed those people later. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda the Amora interprets the Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, it doesn't fit into the Mishnah. Kasha bo b'nei rechover. Other Amoraim had a kasha. They found it difficult, the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda. How does it fit into the Mishnah? It says, Mishirabu ho anosim. Mishirabu ho anosim. An anos is somebody who forces, usually a nochri. An anos is a terrible nochri who forces you to violate the laws of the Torah. That's what it usually means. An anos attacks a woman. An anos, they make Jews machal Shabbos. They make the Jews violate the laws of the Torah. Mishirabu ho anosim means that they would wealthy Jews who were giving money privately, sneaking privately to the aniyim, that they should supply them all year long. That's called anosim. The Jews are the anosim. The wealthy Jews are the people who are ma'anes, the poor Jews, do the averim. So kasha bo b'nei rechover, the b'nei rechover didn't like the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, mishirabu anosim. Why does it use this expression? It should say mishirabu hatagorim in boile. It should say, when in later generations the Rabbanim saw, later Tanaim saw, that they're making big business out of it. This is just a scheme. They're not really Osvei Shvi'is, they're really Sechei Shvi'is. So why do you use the Loshon Anosim? Eladigmar says, no, Pshat is Faker. Not that Reb Shimon was saying, in the earlier generations we used to say that a certain group of people are Kosher Leidus. And then in later generations we saw through the scheme and we declared that they too are Posse, they too are Rishoyim. In the earlier generation, we used to parcel up people ladies. Later generation, we were more lenient, and we saw that it's a bit the Rachmanis. The Goyim are forcing them to anasim. The Goyim are forcing the Jews to violate the laws of Shemitah. So how can we declare the name as parcel ladies? Hotnish Kembrere. He has to violate the laws of Shemitah. That's Pshat in the Mishnah Faker. They were Mekel in the later generation. Elo, the Bnei Rechov Olam Shad Kung Faker. First they declared anyone who does Avodas HaKarka during Shnas HaShmita is Posseleidus. Yishirabu HaAnosim. But then when the Goyim would force the Jews to violate Shmita, who are these Anosim? Am I? Ninhu, and who are they? Arnuno. Arnun is a form of taxation. The Goyim would levy such high taxes on the Jews that they didn't have money in the bank account that they should pay the tax. They had to do Avodas HaKarka and Shnas HaShmita, otherwise they wouldn't have what to pay. If they wouldn't pay the taxes, they'd put them in prison. Put them in prison as Gefelach. Kidim Machri is Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yanai. In Bovel, they didn't have any smicha. Rabbi Yanai lived in Eretz Yisrael. In Bovel, they didn't observe the laws of Shemitah. Shemitah is only in Eretz Yisrael. So they heard in Bovel that in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yanai made an announcement. Even though in Shnas HaShmita, he told the Balabatim they're permitted and they should go puku. Viziru, Bishviyas, Mishumanino. You should go out to the fields and plant, even though it's Shnas HaShmita, because they'll put you in prison. If you won't pay your taxes, and you don't have any, they didn't have any money in the savings account that they saved up in the first 6 years. If they won't do any work this year, they won't have any money. So he told them that they're permitted and they're obligated to violate the laws of Shemitah. So once they gave a heter, it's mutter, chazu laima. So the later Tanaim said, Oisrim Sherim Serchim Psulim. whoever does avodas hakarka and shmita mishum anuna, we can't fault him. He can't say he's pasul eidus. But if he does schara b'peishviyis, if he has no heter anuna, then such a person will be pasul eidus. So because the government wants his taxes, what's for heter does? So Taisa says the first answer is what Rashi says, but they don't say it. They don't word it the same as Rashi. Shlema demayr b'shviyis bizman azed rabbanon. Rashi wrote, Shviyis bizman azed de rabbanon, the butla kedusha saharetz. That's what we discussed when we learned the Mishnah. They both say Shviyis bizman azed de rabbanon, but Rashi added on a phrase, the butla kedusha saharetz. When was butla kedusha saharetz? What does it mean, Shviyis bizman azed? So Rashi sounds like he says, this Rashi is about 9-10 lines from the top of Chavav Menala. This line is a famous line in Rashi. All that, the Beis Halevi and all the Achrayim before and after the Beis Halevi, they all talk about this Rashi. Rashi sounds like he holds like the Sefer HaTrumah. There is an Achlekes HaTanayim at the time of the Eretz Yisrael belonged to Avram Avinu. We discussed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu. When he said, Kum Yisrael Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Baruch Hu, Eretz Yisrael already belonged to Avram Avinu, but it didn't have Kedusha Saharetz. When did it get Kedusha Saharetz? In the days of Yishuv Inun. That's called Kedusha Rishayna. Kedusha Rishayna. Tesis quotes in Yivam, as Daf Pei Beis, that Rabbeinu Chananel says, Kedusha Rishayna, the first time Eretz Yisrael was endowed with Kedusha, was in the days of Avram Avinu. So Tesis says it's not correct. But in the days of Avram Avinu, I had no Kedusha. Kedusha Rishayna means in the days of Yishuv Ben Nun. It took Shevish Kibshu and Shevish Achilku 7 years to conquer all the Lamed Aleph and Lochin, and then it took another 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael. That completed the Kedusha Sa'aretz, and after the 14 years were up, the 15th year was the first year that they counted the Shnos Shemitah V'Yoivo. The first Shemitah was the 21st year of Mishav Yisrael HaSayar, not the 7th year. You only start counting the years to make a Shemitah after Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. So the Rambam writes the first Shemitah was the 21st year, and the first Yoivo was not the 50th year of Mishav Yisrael HaSayar, then it was the 64th year, because the first 14 years didn't count. So that's the Kedusha Rishayna that was accomplished by Yeshua Menun, Agde Kibish B'chiluk. So when the Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a Machlokes Satanan going on for years and years. Not Sheknes HaGadol, but that a Machlokes for years. Was it Batla? Was the Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha Lasi Lavoi? Was the Kedusha Rishayna was only Kitcha Lashayta, but like Kitcha Lasi Lavoi? So that was a Machlokes HaRishayna, Machlokes HaTanayim, excuse me, a Machlokes HaTanayim. And the accepted opinion among the Tanoim, there's also many places in Shas. One of the many places is Yivam is Daf Pei Beis. Chulin in the first period. Daf Vav and Chulin. Yeah, a lot of places. So we paskin, that's already Mekubal. The accepted opinion is that the Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, that was created by Yeshua Ben Nun, Ayidei Kibish V'Chilek, that only lasted for a couple of hundred years. And after the Churban Bais Rishon and the whole Churban Amdina, the whole land was taken over by Nebuchadnezzar. Melech Babel by the Babylonian army, so the Kedusha Saaretz was Babel. Then came Ezra, and Ezra made a Kedusha Shmiyah. He was Mekadosh all over again. He never made a Kibush. They were under the control of the Babylonian government when they built the Bais Sheni. They didn't have their own independent government until the days of the Chashmonaim, a few hundred years later. So there was no Kibush. There never was a Chiluk even after the Chashmonaim took over. There was no Kibush, there was no Chiluk. And nonetheless, somehow they succeeded in making a Kedusha Saaretz without a Kibush Bechilu. That's what the Talmud Yerushalmi comments on the Pasuk, the Rash, our Mishnah quotes Talmud Yerushalmi, the Pasuk says, Ve'itidcha v'hir b'cha mi'alisecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises at the end of the Teichecha that He will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'itidcha v'hir b'cha mi'alisecha. You will have it better off than your ancestors ever had. Avisecha ma'adishchai hu b'trumas and ma'isris. Your forefathers, your ancestors, only became mechuyev in Mitzvah Sakhli's Baritz after 7 years of waging wars and Chalukah Saaretz, about 10. And when you came back in the days of Ezra Nechemah, Miyad, Kishinichnastem Nischayavtem, when you came back to Eretz Yisrael, right away there was a Kedusha Saaretz. Kedusha Shniyah didn't require any Kibush Mechiluk. Right away, Eretz Yisrael had Kedusha. So it was a different, the Mekadosh was different. The Mekadosh was no longer like the Kibush Mechiluk was our day. The Rambam calls it Chazoket. They moved in to Eretz Yisrael. They moved in, so it was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. So that's a Shaila. The first Mekadosh was Kibush Bechiluk. So when the Nebuchadnezzar came, he undid the Kibush. He took away the lamp from the Klal Yisrael. So then we understand why Kedusha Rishayna was Batla in the days of the Churban Bayis Rishon, because the whole Kibush was undone. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav, Beis HaPtira, why was Kedusha Rishayna Loikid Shalasi Lovi? Because Kedusha Rishayna rested on Kibush, so the Kibush was undone, so Ois Kedusha Rishayna. But the Kedusha Shniyah wasn't based in the first place. It wasn't based on Kibush. There was no Kibush till the days of the Chashmonaim, and then also there was no Chalukah. So maybe I should say Kedusha Shniyah is Kitchelosi Lovah. So that's Vaita Machloike Satanai. So how do we pass in La Locha? So Rov HaRishonim Paskin that the Kedusha Shniyah is Kitchelosi Lovah. That the Kedusha Shniyah was not Botla at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. The one famous Rishon who disagrees and holds that the Kedusha Shniyah was also Botla, and after Churban Bayis Sheni, all the mitzvah Satloi Zvorets are Rolim Midirabonim, that's the Sefer HaTrumah. So a lot of Achrayim say that this Rashi sounds like he holds like the Sefer HaTrumah. He says, Puku Ziru Bishviz, Rabbi Yanai Paskin for the Balabatim and Eretzol, they're allowed to do Avodas HaKarka, Nishnas HaShmita, because Shmita Bizman Azez, the Rabbi Yanai lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Clearly, he was an Amoira. Churban Bayis Sheni was in the year 70. There was still Tanayim after the year. Rabbi Yudah Nasi died the year 220. Rabbi Yudah Nasi was the end of the Tekuvah Satanai. Rabbi Yanai was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi later. So Rabbi Yanai was after the Churban Bayis Sheni, clearly after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So Rashi sounds like he says that the Shmita Bizman is after Rabbanu because the Batla Kedusha Saretz sounds like he means Batla Kedusha Saretz at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. So it sounds from Rashi, it's a question, Rashi means the Paschal like that? Or Rashi just saying that's what Rabbi Yanai says, but we don't Paschal like that. Why should we not Paschal? The more quotes Rabbi Yanai, it means that you do Paschal. So it sounds like Rashi Paschal, that's what the Achrayim say. Sounds like Rashi means the Paskin, that Kedusha Shniyah is like Kid Shalosi Lov. Taisus doesn't necessarily have to subscribe to everything that Rashi said. Taisus on the Mishnah says, Shviz Bizman Azed Rabbanah. Taisus here says, Shviz Bizman Azed Rabbanah. They never said the Batla Kedusha Saretz. You can explain it differently. That's what the Beis HaLevi quotes from Rav Chaim. You can explain it differently. Shviz Bizman is Eder Rabbanah for a different reason, because Shmita is only deraisa if it can lead up to Yovel. That's what the Gemara in the beginning of Moed Katan, the middle of Gittin, the Gemara has many places. Machlekes Rebbe and the Chacham, Rabbi Yudah Nasi and the Chacham have a Machlekes. How do you read the Pesuk in the beginning of Behar? It says every seventh year is Shmita, and after 49 years, the next year is Yovel. So does it mean you only have Shmita if it's going to lead up to a Yovel ultimately, but if I can tell you in advance it's never going to lead up to Yovel, then it doesn't lead up to Shmita either? Or do you say no? Shmita is Shmita. If it can lead up to Yovel, it's good. If it doesn't lead up to Yovel, it's also good. So you'll have the Shmita, you won't have the Yovel. Why do you say you can't lead up to a Yovel? Because the Gemara has a klal in the end of Erechin that you can only have a Yovel if you have Kol Yoshvehu Aleha. That's what we mentioned, the Pasuk on the Liberty Bell, that it says, across from Dror Baaretz, you should proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? The Chol Yosheh Bizman Shekol Yosheveho Oleho, when the majority of the world Jewish population is living in Eretz Yisrael. So Bizman Yeshua Bin Nun, that was so. Two and a half, Reuben and God and Chatzis Shevet HaManasseh were living in Eber HaYarden, and everybody else was living in Eretz Yisrael. So that was Chol Yosheveho Oleho. All the Jews were living in Eretz Yisrael. But Bizman Bayis Sheni, it was just a handful of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, a few thousand Jews. The overwhelming majority, 95% of the world Jewish population, was not living in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So that's why the Pashtus and most of the Rishonim assume, Rabbi Natan holds not so. Most of the Rishonim assume that the Yovel, Bizman Bayis Sheni, they observed Yovel. The Mishnayos say so in Erechim, they had Yovel. Hillel had Yovel. So the most of the Rishonim assume that was only Yovel Midrabbanan. There was no Yovel Menatur. You didn't have Kol Yoshvel there. The majority of the world Jewish population was not located in Eretz Yisrael. So since there was no Yovel deraisa, so there was no Shmita deraisa. That's how we pass like Rebbe. Achleg is Rebbe Nachachamim. And the Gemara says in the first Sugya Moikot, Nab Gimel, we pass like Rebbe, that you only have Shmita deraisa if it can lead up to Yovel. If you know in advance it's not going to lead up to Yovel, so the Shmita is only the Rabban. So that's the Pashtus, what perhaps it means in Taisus. Shmita Bizman Azed Rabbanon doesn't mean after the Churban Bayis Sheni. I feel it is Man Bayis Sheni. After the Churban Bayis Sheni, nothing changed because it was Kitcha Lasi Lovai, most of the Rishonim hold. But it means Shmita Bizman Azeh after the Churban Bayis Rishon, when you no longer have Kol Yoshveh Olel, So the whole Shemitah is only the Rabbanim, because it can't lead up to a real Yevol Deras. That's the Poshup Shah. And fine, so Shemitah is only the Rabbanim. He amazed the Tamshiyah. Shemitah is only the Rabbanim. Either because Batla Kedusha Saratz after the Churban Bayis Sheni, or because even during Bayis Sheni, he didn't have Kol Yashver Aleo, so the Shemitah is not going to lead up, whatever. So an Aveira the Rabbanim is okay. It's only the Rabbanim, so you don't have to keep it. You have to keep Din of the Rabbanim also. So why was the matter of Din the Rabbanim? How did Rashi and Taisus create out of this over here? Rabbi Yana allowed the people to do Avodas HaKarka and Shemitah. So they ask, ah, it's Achan Avera. So it's only the Rabbanim. So it's the Rabbanim, no? So it's the Rabbanim. Pikuach Nefesh, that's the second answer that Taisa says. Inami, and the top Taisa says, Inami Yeshleimar, even if you should assume that Shemitah Bizman Azeh is the Araisa, it's still mutter to do Avodah Sakaka Pikuach Nevishu. It's a Safik Pikuach Nevish. Why? Sheshoy Lehem HaMelech Mas, the government demands they want their taxes. Vein Lehem HaYifre'enu, they don't have any, they may not have enough money to pay the tax. There's a possibility they'll put them in prison. And some of the people die in the dungeon. Some of the prisoners die, all because they didn't pay tax today. They get black kosher meals, and they get a daf yomi shem, whatever they want. And this mana gemara, if they would put you in prison, you can die. You can die from that. Prison for what? For not paying taxes. Prison for not paying taxes. And meisim etvis hamelach. Yushalmi says that the reason why Rabbi Yanai was matir to do Avodas HaKarka during Shemitah was because of a suffix Sakonis Nefoshes, so you don't have to knock down Shemitah to the level of the Rabbana. Leave Shemitah, Afilo Naniach, that Shemitah is still the Raisa, but suffix Bikav Nefesh is enough to matter anything. That's the second answer of Taisus. But what was the first answer of Taisus? That it's the Rabbana. First answer is that there's no suffix Sakonis Nefoshes, suffix the Rabbana, and what's the Heter? You're permitted to violate an Aver, the Rabbana. For Parnasa, they hired a guy. Statement, they hired a guy. No, he says, Puku b'zru b'shviyas, go plant and shmita. Sounds like he's telling the Balabatim directly to plant and shmita themselves. Why? Why not? Why not? That's the shaila. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion in Yerudei, second Chelet Yerudei, you have Hilchas Avodah Zarah. So in Avodah Zarah, there's a din of Yehoreg Bal Yavar, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rashi, Chastam, the din of Yehoreg Bal Yavar. So in the middle of that sin in Kuf Nun Zayin, about Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rashi, Chastam, Yehoreg Bal Yavar, so the Ramo starts giving you klolim. How far, to what extent is one obligated to be Moisa Nefesh for Yiddishkeit? That's Moisa Nefesh, literally. Yehoreg Bal Yavar is literally Moisa Nefesh. But we have to be Moisa Nefesh for every mitzvah in the Torah, the same. So the Ramo quotes from Rishonim that it's not always the same. If it comes to a mitzvah saseh, let's say a person is in Alaska, so got stuck in Alaska, whatever, Germany, Denmark, whatever, and he has no tefillin. And the only way to get a pair of tefillin, let's assume you have to put on tefillin once a day, every day. The only way to get a pair of tefillin is to call someone up and they should send a special plane over and it'll cost me $1,000. I won't go broke. I have $50,000 in the savings account. I'll be spending 1/50th, 2% of my life's savings, let's say. So my $1,000 for the mitzvah tefillin. How valuable is the mitzvah tefillin? How much I mechuyav? So the Gemara has shlish, that's about hider mitzvah. Hider mitzvah. If I can buy a kosher pair of tefillin for $300, and if I'll spend another $75, I'll be gomer hadrin. So then you got to spend even shlish. But what about to fulfill the basic mitzvah itself? In order to fulfill the mitzvah today, I have to spend a lot of money. How much I have to spend? So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from the Tosfos, Ad Chomish. The Gemara says it by Tzedakah. Hamavazri is all Yavazri. Yes, Chomish. That's the Gemara. Ksubis daf nun amir Allah. The Gemara says when you're giving Tzedakah, you're giving charity, you shouldn't give more than 1/5. Shema Yeyoni, v'yitztarech labrius. What charity begins at home? What's the mitzvah? I should give away all of my money to someone else. I'll become poor. Then they'll have to give me tzedakah. So that's not seichel. So make sure you don't give more than chaimish. You're not always mechuyav to give a chaimish either. Not everybody makes enough to give a chaymish. Some people make enough they can give more than a chaymish also. Taisus points out that you have sometimes Rabbi Gamliel was on the boat and he spent a fortune of money in order to get a lulav and dalad linen. So Taisus says if you're a multimillionaire, it's okay, you can give more than a chaymish also. But not everyone is b'chuyif to give a chaymish. Not everyone is able to give a chaymish. And not by everyone would you say al yavaz is yaisim a chaymish. Some people shatnish, they can give more than a chaymish also and they won't go broke. So the Taisus and the Shulchan Aruch hold that this din that you shouldn't spend more than one-fifth is not limited only to tzedakah. For that reason, given in the Gemara, Shema Yayani, it starts like this. It applies to all mitzvahs. When it comes to performing a mitzvah, you should spend at chaymish. If you have $50,000 in the bank and you'll have to spend $1,000 to lay tefillin today, so you mechuyif to spend $1,000. Hanochas tefillin is worth $1,000. If it costs you $25,000 and all you have is $50,000, then you're not mechuyif. Yosef Mechaymish, you're not mechuyif. So the Ramah says that's only by Medvam Amorim in a mitzvah saseh. When it comes to a mitzvah saseh, to make a sukkah, to read a shofar, to make tefillin, to daven, to krishma, whatever. What about when it comes to a mitzvah loy saseh? So there the Ramah says that you have to give away kol hayim beisoy in order not to violate the loy sese. You're only permitted to violate the loy sese if there's a suffix sakonis nefashis. Anything less than a suffix sakonis, you're not allowed to buy. Even if you'll become absolutely poor. Some people want to become poor, they lose the whole savings of the suffix sakonis nefashis. But up until the point of suffix sakonis, you have to spend your last penny. So there in Shulchan Aruch, there is a machlokes in the Pesachei Tshuva and other achrayinim. Is this so even regarding an Avera de Rabbanon? Or would you say perhaps an Avera de Rabbanon is like a mitzvah seser derais? Maybe when it comes to an Avera de Rabbanon, you want a mechuyif to spend up until chaymish, not more. Maybe not mechuyif to spend kol chaym beisa to prevent yourself from violating an Avera de Rabbanon. That's the fact that Yosef Engel wrote a long kuntres, Eitzvus Yosef, regarding the Shemitah. We mentioned, I think, he was a mechutn of the Kotzke Rebbe. The Kotzke Rebbe put out a kol kairei against the colonists in Eretz Yisrael 100 years ago that they're in violation of the laws of Shemitah. So he wrote in his kol kairei that they're over on Shemitah derais, they're over not there derais. So Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote this long letter and he printed it, a whole sefer. So he says, first of all, it's not Shemitah derais, it's only Shemitah derabbanan. And even though the Kesem Mishnah claims, according to the Rambam, that his man is a Shemitah derais, he's prepared to swear a shvur deraisa that the Kesem Mishnah is wrong, that the Rambam holds that it's only the Rabbanim is manazim. Then he goes on and on and on. He talks about the Het Mechira that they sold to a goy. He says, if they listen to me, Zokta, he doesn't even think they have to sell to a goy. They're allowed to do avodas akark and so without selling to a goy. Why? Because Shemitah b'zmanazeh is the Rabbanim. And if they'll observe the laws of Shemitah, what happens now in Eretz Yisrael? Those kibbutzim who do observe the laws of Shemitah, they don't rely on the Hekim Chiris. So what do they do? There's a Keren HaShemitah. Perle Agudas Yisrael has a Keren HaShemitah. And they go over all over the world and the Jews donate money. And these people live off of Tzedakah. So he says, they're Mechuyiv to live off, they're Mechuyiv to observe a Din the Rabbanon of Shemitah Bezmanezeh the Rabbanon and to live off of Tzedakah Zokta Nish Mechuyiv. He thinks that when it comes to an Avera the Rabbanon, you're not Mechuyiv to give away your whole Parnassah, that you should have to live off of Tzedakah. He thinks that just like there's a restriction when it comes to mitzvah sesa, you're not mechuyif to give kol hayin beisa, just up until chaymish, not hayin rav. Not hayin rav. So he thinks that maybe an avera derabbanon is not more chomer than a mitzvah derais. An avera derais, you have to give kol hayin beisa. You're mechuyif to be meisa nefesh, not to violate avera up until the point of safik sakana. But when it comes to avera derabbanon, Rabbi Yosef Engel is noted to say like those achreinim, quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva, he quotes them, that it's enough that you give chaymish, to give kol hayin beisa nish mechuyif. So he suggests, in his long countries, he doesn't even think that they should employ the het mechuyif. They don't have to sell to the goyim. It should be muta the way it is, because the alternative will be that they'll have to live off of tzedakah and nish mechuyif. So the pashut pshat perhaps is that that's what Rashi and Tosfos meant over here. Shemitah b'zmanah says the rabbanon for whatever reason. So because it's the rabbanon, make me roiv azayin. So he says, no, Shemitah b'zman is the Rabbanon, and then you're going to have gahak tzaras. If you're not going to pay, if you're not going to plan during the Shnas HaShemitah, you won't have what to pay. And they may put you in prison. No sakonis nefashis, but it's going to be extremely, extremely uncomfortable. That's going to be the discomfort that you're going to suffer it won't be a suffix sakanet, but it'll be something equivalent to whole rav. It'll cause sickness, it'll cause unpleasantness, a whole year of misery and agony and so on. So that's the equivalent of Yosef Michonish. Perhaps that's the Pashup Shat in Rashi and Tosis over here. Perhaps that's the Pashup Shat. That on a din derabbanon, you're not mechuyev to be Moisei Nefesh more than Chomish. There are others that give other suggestions. What does it mean? What are Rashi and Tosis mean? So others give different mahalach. Now Moshe has a whole shuga about this. Kvod Malchus, maybe Mishim Kvod Malchus. But then the second shot that Tosis gives is that there was a real suffix Sakanas Nefoshes. A real suffix sakana. Even if Shemitah would be derais, if his man is there, suffix sakana is matter and is derais. Now the Gemara that Zelta Maisa, about 10-15 lines from the top. Rab Chiya Bar Zanuki, Rab Shimon Ben Yotzarek, Havi Koaz Lila Abashana Ba'asim. They were traveling on the road. They were going to convene. They got invitations to come to the city Asya. Tosis points out Asya happens to be a city in Chutz Lartz. So they were going to have a rabbinical conference in Asya and Chutz Lartz to decide whether they should make Ibur Hashanah or not. So Tosis right away asks, "Hey, Rabbis Hashanah Chutz Lartz." We learned in the first parak, Ibur Hashanah has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So why are they going? Bedafke, they're going from Eretz Yisrael to Asya. The Chutz Lartz, they're hiding from the Roman government. For a statement, okay, they're hiding. But you're not, so let them hide in Eretz Yisrael somewhere. What are they hiding in Chutz Lartz? So Tosis says, Mistama de Pshat is they weren't going to declare Shana Zut Einu Beres. They can make the calculations. The Cheshbon is whether they should declare this year or next year, whatever. The Cheshbon is he may make in Chutz Lartz. As long as the actual declaration of Shana Zut Einu Beres, as long as the declaration should be done in Eretz Yisrael. And Tosis proves it because the Gemara continues to say that as they were traveling, they saw Jews who were violating the laws of Shemitah. It was a Shemitah year. And there was a whole sichsuch between Reish Lakish and them, how they should treat the Avaryonim who were violating the laws of Shemitah. So Tosis says there's a klal, also in the first parak. And Rabbi Mishashana of the Shviyas. It's hard enough to observe Shemitah for 12 months. You're going to make, do as a time, make Shemitah 13 months. It's bad enough to observe 12 months of Shemitah. It's a difficulty, it's a hardship. So the din is that you're not allowed to make a Shanah Muberes, you're not allowed to make Shnas HaShemitah into a Shanah Muberes. So what are the Chachamim making over here, Shanah Muberes? And the answer is no. They were convening in Asya to decide whether to make next year a Shanah Muberes. This year, so since it's only the Cheshbonis, it's the preliminary meeting, it's not the actual Kviyas of Ibur HaShanah, so it can be done in Chutz Lartz and that can be done in Shnas HaShemitah. Fine. So that's the story. These two Chachamim were invited to come over to the conference of Rabbanim to decide whether next year should be a Shana. Rab Chiya Bar Zanuki, Rab Shimon Ben Yotzarek. Havi Koazli La'aba Shana, not La'aba, to make the Cheshbonis in the city Asi. Poga Buhur Eish Lakish. Eish Lakish met them, and he hears what the purpose is. He was obviously younger than them. Itbal Ba'adai, he says he wants to tag along. Omar, the Gezok, Ezel, let me go. Echazi, let me take a look. Hechi Yavdi Uvdom. Let me learn the Chos. He never, he was a young man, he never participated in Ibur HaShanah. He wants to learn this Chachma also. So when these Rabbanim will retire, he'll be able to take over. Fine. So as they're going on the highway, Chazi Luhukavah the Kakar, they see one Jew, obviously a Jewish person, is plowing the land. What's he plowing the land? Shnas HaShemitah, he's going to plant in Shemitah. So Reish Lakish gets all furious, he says, this Shegetz, he must be a Kohen. What's that, a Kohen? Gemara says later, the Kohanim HaChashudim to violate Shemitah. Why the Kohanim HaChashudim? Because the Kohanim are always eating Truman, always eating Kotshim, and they're always buddy-buddy with the Dvar Mamukudoshim. So Shemitah is also a year full of Kedushas, and Mistama, they're buddy-buddy with the Nyani Kedushas, so they were HaChashudim to violate the laws of Shemitah. The Gemara is going to quote a Tasefta that says so the Ferish. Another 10 lines, that the Kohanim HaChashudim. So that's where Reish Lakish made a snide remark. The guy, I bet he's a Kohen and he's in violation of the laws of Shemitah. Shain, Haran Gizan. Kohen v'Chorosh. So the other two who were older, Rabbonim, so they said, well, maybe he has. In other words, Reish Lakish said, let's put him in Cherem. Let's do something. Let's shoot him. Let's curse him. Let's do something. We'll go to the city and make a tumult. So they said, nah, let's not. So the other two said, Yocholoymar. Maybe the guy has a heter. Maybe Agistan anibetoch. Maybe he has a heter. Then another occasion, he says, maybe he has another hefta. So he was furious, and when he came there, to the convention, so Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan was there. So he asked Rabbi Yochanan, are you allowed to use these two rabbanim? They're reform rabbis. They don't give any musa, they don't give any tachach. But going on the highway, they see this guy doing it with this guy, and they don't do anything. They just go weiter. You're allowed to use these shkatzim for Yibar Hashanah. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't know how to deal with this Reish Lakish. So that's the Gemara goes right, the whole story. How they calmed down Reish Lakish, okay. And when they finally got there, the whole purpose of Reish Lakish was going so far, 100 miles away from the city, in order to learn Zachayis how to do Yibar Hashanah. And by the time they came there, they were so disgusted with his remarks. So they, when they went up to the attic, they used to do Yibar Hashanah in an attic, they pulled up the ladder, and they didn't even let him come. They didn't want to have this guy Hakamat Shaynik there, so he didn't even let Zachayis anything. The end of the story was, he just had aggravation on the road, and they had aggravation from him, and he didn't even participate in the proceedings at all. He didn't even learn anything. So on this Gemara, what do you mean? They saw a man, a Jewish person, was violating the laws, that looked like he was violating the laws of Shemitah. So the two Rabbanim, so Reish Lakish said, let's give him Musa, let's go put him in Chaim, let's do something. And the two older Rabbanim said, maybe he has a head, maybe agiston ani b'tochu. Basados agiston, what does that mean? So Rashi writes, Sochir, maybe he's a hired hand, the karkashal nachrihu. Maybe the field belongs to a guy. Inami mishum anune, socher balabais lachash. Second shot Rashi means agiston, he's hired by the balasada who is a Jewish owner of the field. Maybe they have a heter anuna, the heter of Rabbi Yana, that he just said pukas rubishvis mishum anuna. That's the second shot of Rashi, the heter of anuna. Okay, that we know. What was the first shot of Rashi? First shot was maybe he's only a hired hand, and the karka doesn't really belong to him. Maybe it's karka shal nachri, and if it's karka shal nachri, that's okay. Oh, so it sounds like that's what Tosis is me'orer. Tosis doesn't like the first shot of Rashi. The first pshat in Rashi is that the karka belongs to a goy. So they say they don't think that's correct. It's enough in the Gemara that even though the karka belongs to a goy, not allowed to do avodas hakarka. The second pshat. So what was taka the first pshat? The karka belongs to a goy. So there's no, the laws of Shemitah don't apply. What is, what in the world is that based on? So it's taka based on that sugya there in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin has a machloikas, it's a different daf, not a nata. It's an earlier sugya. Gemara in Gittin has a machloikas amarayim. If you sell a farmland to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, do you say, yesh kinyan anochid Eretz Yisrael? Whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael, whatever fruits and vegetables grow, there's a mitzvah to be machid trumas and maizos. And before you take out the truma, the maizah rishim, with the maizah sheni, you're not allowed to eat it, it's an isa tevel. You're not allowed to eat tevel. Tevel means whatever grew in Eretz Yisrael, and you weren't machid trumas and maizos. So the Gemara has a machloikas amaroyim. It turns out it's a machloikas atanoim and a machloikas amaroyim. And many mishnais, if you sell a karka to a nochri in Eretz Yisrael, you say, yesh kinyin anochri b'Eretz Yisrael lahafkiya, the goy buys the field, lahafkiya miyat shumas amaisus, so there's no longer a chiyuv hafrashas shumas amaisus. So you say, no, ain't kinyin anochri b'Eretz Yisrael lahafkiya miyat shumas. Just because the goy owns the field, it doesn't make a chutzlar, so it's still Eretz Yisrael, and it's still chayv in all the mitzvahs of his words. So the Gemara has a machloikis. So then the Gemara says, how could there be a machloikis? There's a beferish and mishnah that says that in Surya, you treat Surya also like Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara has a machloikis. Surya was neskadosh aide David HaMelech. Sukim in Divrei Yom. David HaMelech waged war against Surya without authorization of the Bez Magadol. And he made what we call, what the Gemara calls the kibush yochi. Normally, in order to be mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, you have to make a kibush rabbi. You have to have authorization of the Bez Nagadol, and you have to conquer the area, you have to have kibush b'chilot, you have to conquer it, adas kol Yisrael, adaita to divide it among all the shvatim, or this is going to go to Shevet Binyamin, that's going to go to Shevet Yisachar, that's going to go to Shevet Zvulun, so that's called the kibush rabbi. And here, David HaMelech went without authorization of the Bez Nagadol, and he went private kesheft, and he went and he sent the soldiers, and he conquered Surya, and he kept it for himself. So that was so he was Mekadosh Surya. And there used to be Mafresh, Chumas, and Mises in Surya, by Srishan, by Shani, for years, for hundreds and hundreds of years. So the Gemara has a machlokes whether that was their Isa de Rabbana. Kibush Yochid that David HaMelech made, Or is that Shmei Kibush? That was Mekadosh Surya Min HaTorah? Or we paskin? No. We paskin is Lav Shmei Kibush, that the Chi of Chumas and Maisis was only Mid the Rabbon. Min HaTorah it's not, because it's only a Kibush Yoch. So, but Akoponim in Surya, they were Machash Chumas and Maisis. They observed all of them. So the Gemara says, there's a Beferish in Mishnah that says that if you sell a karka to the Nochri in Surya, you don't have to be mafrish any trumas and maisris. So how can there be a machlekes hamoran with the yesh kinyan and nocha beretz yisrael the hafkina trumas maisris or not? Is it often a mishnah that if you sell in Surya does have a din, either menatar min rabba, has a din that you chayv in trumas and maisris, has a din like eretz yisrael. It says if you sell to goy not chay. So the Gemara answers, no, that's the reason why, because Surya is only midirabbana. Kibush yachid, lav shmei kibush. So the chiv is only with the rabbanon. So when the chiv is only with the rabbanon, then all the zayne maskim, all the chachamim, all the amoraim would agree. The yesh kinyan lenachri beret, yesh kinyan lenachri. It's not really beret Yisrael. It's besuria. Yesh kinyan lenachri besuria. Lahavkia miyad trumas amaisis. So that's what the whole kula was 100 years ago. If it's kochanon and the other gedolim, they were mekel. If they'll sell eretz Yisrael, if they sell the kibbutzim to the Arabs. So then it'll belong to a goy. So then there won't be any prohibition to do avodas hakarka. What is it based on? Even in Eretz Yisrael proper, if the din of Shemitah is only with the Rabbanon, so whenever the whole din that you have to observe is only with the Rabbanon, then you say yesh kinyan lenochri be'Eretz Yisrael lehavkia miyad trumas maisis. Just like in Surya, where it's only the Rabbanon. So you say yesh kinyan lehavkia, so Shemitah bizman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, like that law in Rabbi Yosef Enkel's Kuntres. That's how a lot of Rishonim say. So the Mele, you say Yishkin. That's the Pasha Pshat and Rashi. Agista Nani B'toichu, what does it mean? A Karka Shal Nachri. What does it help if it's Karka Shal Nachri? So that means the whole din of Shemitah. And Tosha says that it's against the Nachan and din and Nagim. So the answer is no. That Gemara goes when Shemitah is the Reis. And Rashi is going over here. The Shemitah is only the Rabbon. If Shemitah is only the Rabbon, and then you say Yishkin and Lafki. That's what they say, the Pasha Pshat and Rashi. The Beis HaLevi has a famous argument against the Hetta Mechira. He didn't like the Hetta Mechira. Putting it mildly, he was extremely upset. He has a tshuva after tshuva, and the tshuva is Beis HaLevi, where he attacks fiercely the Hetta Mechira in Eretz Yisrael. And it seems that many were opposed, many Gdolim were opposed. So the Beis HaLevi time is that there's no tzushtom. Surya, the whole Kedushas Ha'aretz is only midirabonim. The whole thing is chutz la'aretz. The whole Kedusha to begin with is only with the Rabbanon. So when the whole Kedusha is only with the Rabbanon, if you sell it to a Goy, so there isn't even any Kedusha to the Rabbanon. But Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Min HaTorah. Just because you don't observe Shemitah Min HaTorah, because it can't lead up to Yovel, because you don't have Kol Yashveh Aleo. And if Shemitah is not going to lead up to Yovel, you don't have to keep Shemitah. But he says, what if you will keep Shemitah? What if you'll volunteer? But Torah says, in Tzuvias, you will keep Shemitah. He says, you'll have a Kiyum Deraisa. So the Beis HaLevi writes, you have different kinds of dinim de Rabbanon. So sometimes you have a din de Rabbanon that was an invention. But the Rabbanon, they invented from thin air, they invented it. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came there, I said, Tikkun, fine. But basically, it's an invention with the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, there's no Kima Mitzvah at all. So let's lay, Afrosh is Trumas and Maisis is Surya. And Surya is Kibush Yochid. Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush. There's nothing there in the Torah. It's all an invention with the Rabbanon. But he says, in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaZeh, even if he say, whatever his bear you're going to say, that you don't have Kol Yashveh Aleho, the majority of the Jewish population live in Chutzlots, and if the Shemitah can lead up to Yevil, you don't have Shemitah, fine. But what if you will volunteer? So he says, if you will volunteer, there'll be a Kiyum Deraisa. So he says, this kind of a Derabbana, this is a, like a half of a Din Deraisa. He wants to say here, you should say, Sofik Derabbana Lechumra. This is a din de Rabbanon that once you'll observe it, you'll have on the level of the Raisa, there's a kiyum of a nihuk shmita min atayra there. The chiyuv is only with the Rabbanon. But if you will observe it, it'll be a kiyum of mitzvah de Raisa. See, taina is, how can the Beis HaLevi taina is, how can you say yesh kinyin lahavkiya and shmita bizman hazeh and Eretz Yisrael? It's ain't a daima to Surya. Surya, the whole thing to begin with, is with the Rabbanon. But in Eretz Yisrael bizman hazeh, the Kedusha Saretz is the Raisa. The chi of Truma, the chi of Shemitah is only the Rabbanon. Yeah. If you say like Rashi, Batla Kedusha Saretz, then it's the same as Surya. But if you go not like that Rashi, he says that Rashi sounds like that Sefer Truma, that the Kedusha Shnei Elokim should lose love. But if you'll not follow that Rashi, that's really an unusual Shita. That's only the Shita Sefer Truma with the Rashi. If you go the normal Shita that Shemitah is the Rabbanon, because of a zaitige hitch, because it can lead up to yovel, but the kedusha starts is the raisa, so then he times that there's no tzushna. Then he quotes from his son Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, the Reish Besiftin Valozhin Yeshiva, my son, Rab Chaim Reish Besiftin Valozhin Yeshiva, that he said, I'm wrong. Rab Chaim argued that Shemitah Bizman is as the Rabbana, not just that the observance of the mitzvah of Shemitah is only the Rabbana. No, the whole Kedusha Saharit is only the Rabbana with respect to Shemitah the Yevil. So Rab Chaim made it back that the Het and Chira should be good, that the Beis HaLevi's distinction is not a valid distinction. He says, if it would have just been a problem of Kol Yoshveh HaLeo, with that pasuk, cross and draw barats l'chol Yoshveh, Bizman should Kol Yoshveh HaLeo. So the Gemara says in the end of Erechin, around Daf Chavches, the Gemara says in the end of Erechin, Afilu Bizman Bais Rishon, when the Golus began, even before the Aseres HaShvatim, before that, when some of the Shvatim went into Golus, so the Gemara says there was already no more, there was still Kedusha Saaretz. The Kedusha Saaretz lasted min Atar until the Churban Bais Rishon, until Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the whole Medina. But the Chiyav Yovel stopped years before the Churban Bais Rishon, because it wasn't Kol Yoshveh HaLeo. So Rab Chaim says, Kol Yoshveh HaLeo, that's a din in the Nihul Kamitzvah of Shemitah L'Yovel. Masking with the Beis HaLevi, that's only a din in the Nihul Kamitzvah. So he's masking. It's not that you don't have Kol Yoshveh HaLeo, you're not mechuyif to observe Shemitah L'Yovel, but if you'll observe it, there'll be a Kiyum Derais. Rab Chaim Tainas, if you look in the Rambam writes that Bizman Bai Sheini, there was a lack of Bias Kulchem. Not just that you don't have Kol Yoshveh HaLeo. When they were Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael the second time around in the days of Ezra, there was no Bias Kulchem. And in order to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, the Tchilas HaKiddush, you have to have Bias Kulchem. That's what the Rambam writes. We don't know what the Mokar for the Rambam is, because the Gemara in the second Perek in Ksubas, and Daf Chafei, only says this condition, Bias Kulchem, in respect to Chala. Chiyav Chala needs Bias Kulchem, Kisavoy El Haaretz. By Trumas and Mais, it doesn't say Bias Kulchem, but that's what the Rambam writes. It's not a Bavli, it may have been a Girsa and Yerushalmi or something, but it's against the Bavli. But the Rambam writes that you need Bias Kulchem, and the beginning of Bais Sheni, there was a lack of Bias Kulchem. So Rab Chaim Taina is against his father, that the fact that Shemitah Bizman Hazez, the Rabbanan, is not only because of a lack of Kol Yoshveh HaLeo. Kol Yoshveh HaLeo just means that the Chiyuv to observe Shemitah is only the Rabbanan, but if you'll observe it, then maybe Akim there, I said, no, there's no Kedusha Saharetz with respect to Trumas and Mises. And with respect to, there's a Kedusha Saharetz there, I said, with respect to Leket Shikcho Peah, with respect to Peret and all of those, there's a Kedusha Saharetz there, I said. But with respect to Trumas and Mises, Shemitah the Yovel, there's no Kedusha Saharetz, because there was a lack of the Askulchem, so Vaitel should be the same as Surya. That's how the Beis HaLevi quotes the Taina of Rab Chaim, should be the same as Surya. Maybe next week, Belinet, and maybe we'll discuss this a little further. There's a, they quote in the Chidush Rab Chaim in Pi Ashmua, they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim, it's not in Rab Chaim's own Sefer, they quote an argument that he had based on a Tshuvas HaRosh, why he didn't like this whole topic of Yesh Kinyan and Achari L'Havkia. So maybe a chilek between mitzvahs and Yisurim. Maybe Belinet, and next week we'll have to begin from that. Because it is a topic that's relevant to Allah. It's the Heter Mechira comes up every 7th year. They always have a Heter in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we'll start with that. And today's Sedra, in the end of the Parsha, Parsha's B'Shalach, the Chumash tells about the Mochemes Amalek. It says, it's Vayav Amalek Vayilochem in Yisrael Birefidim. So the Gemara says, we checked through the whole Tanakh, and there's no such city. There's no location that's called Refidim. And the word Refidim is a description of the circumstance. It's not the name of the city. Because Sherafi Yedehem, the Divrei Torah, because the Jews were not learning Torah sufficiently. Rafa means Shvach. They were Shvach. They were learning, but they weren't learning Kedaboy. So because Rafa Yedehem, that's why Yemochama came. And this is the tradition that the Chazal had. It's not just one Maim Chazal. It's many Mishnayis and Gemaris and Mamorim like that. The Netziv collects many of these Mamori Chazal. It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says, Cherev Bol Oidom, Cherev Bol Oidom. Mishnah lists off particular onshim that correspond to specific Averis. So it says, all wars in the world are caused by the Jews. First World War, Second War, Korean War, Vietnamese War, the war in Uganda, every war, it's all our fault because we're not learning. If we would learn, there wouldn't be any wars. That's what the Netziv fills in the Gemara, that if when the Jews are not learning, so the Baruch Shalom makes, we're supposed to have Mochamta Shal Torah. We're not having Mochamta Shal Torah, that the Baruch Shalom makes a Mochamta somewhere to give us a hint. You better get engaged in Mochamta Shal Torah. If we don't take the hint, then he moves the Mochamta a little closer. If we still don't take the hint, then he gets us involved in the Mochamta until we finally get the hint. And it could, the Netziv quotes many Mamar Chazal like that. And then the Gemara has in Makkos a comment, Omdus Hayraglenu B'Sharayach Yerushalayim. So the Gemara explains, Omdus Hayraglenu B'Mochamo, that the Jewish armies are victorious when they go to battle because B'Sharayach Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim they're learning Torah. When they learn Torah, then there's no war, then you win the war. When you don't learn Torah, that's the source of all the wars. Kama v'kama Mamar Chazal. So the Chazal had a tradition that B'Lachem Yisrael B'Refidim, the war came because Sharafi Yidem Yidivitur. Rashi and Chumash does not quote this Chazal. Rashi quotes a different Chazal. The Pasuk right before says that they were questioning Hayesh Hashem Kibbeinu Himoyim. They had the lack of Amunet. They have Mon coming down from heaven, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Esa, and Makas, and Nisim, and Eflois, and Kriyas Yamsa, and everything is Mamish Lebailam in Ateva. And all of a sudden, like the child whose father is carrying him on his shoulders, Rashi quotes the Mashal. And the child says, Daddy, can I have a candy? Can I have an ice cream? And everything the father gives the kid, and he's carrying him on his shoulders. And then after hours and hours of carrying the kid on the shoulders and pampering the kid and giving in to every request that he has, then somebody asks the kid, who's on the father's shoulders, where's your father? So he says, I don't know. So the father says, what do you mean you don't know? So he takes the kid and he throws him on the ground and he says, let the dog bite you. The dog comes and he bites the kid. The father's carrying him on the shoulder all the time. The kid's a chutzpah to say he doesn't know. The Rebbeinu Shalom is carrying B'nai Yisrael over here with Nisim and Eflois, and then they say, Hayesh Hashem V'kei Benu, we don't know. We don't know if the Rebbeinu Shalom is, well, you don't know. How come everything is L'mayla Manatera? So that was the punishment, because they had a lack of Amunah, that was the punishment that Amalek came. So, what is it? It's two different opinions in the Midrashim. The Gemara says that the Melchemes Amalek was a punishment because of Rafi Yidei Medivrei Torah, and the Medrash that Rashi quotes says because of a lack of Amunah. But some want to say that it's not really a contradiction, that it's all the same thing. That Rashi writes in Sanhedrin, Takin Sanhedrin, the beginning of Perek Chelek, Elef Shen Anchel Galam Abba, one who doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. So Rashi has a famous comment on that Mishnah. He doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah, means he believes in Tchias HaMeisim, but he doesn't believe that it says it anywhere in Tanakh. There's no source in Tanakh. He has faith. Emunah, he has faith. But the faith is not based on the Torah. Like people say, they have faith in the Jewish people. They have faith in whatever. What do they have the faith in the Jewish people? What is it based on?
Yes.
They don't believe in Tanakh, but they have faith in the Jewish people. Based on what? So Rashi says, if the Emunah is not based on Tanakh, not based on the Nevuah, not based on Tanakh, so what kind of an Emunah is it? The guy believes in Tchias HaMeisim, but he doesn't believe that it says it in Tanakh. They have a tradition that's going to be like this. He says, that's not enough. Emunah has to be with Torah, with Nevuah. That's called an Emunah. So some want to say that the two Mamar Chazal are really the same. Rafi Yedei Medivrei Torah, because they were weak in learning. So if you're weak in learning, so mainly you're going to be weak in Emunah. A Chizik in Emunah can only be if it's rooted in Liman HaTorah. The two have to go together. The Mochamas were really due to a lack of Emunah. And the lack of Emunah was due to a lack of Liman HaTorah. Once they would be Mechazik themselves in learning, Mele, there would be more. There would be more Amunim. Mele, there would win the war.
At home. That's right. Good.